touch on two things. First, just to clarify a point, what I said yesterday about sleeping during the day, that a person should wash afterwards. So two people asked me, do you need to make a bracha? The answer is no, but I want to clarify this point. We discussed this at the beginning of the halachas of Matzil Sedayim for the morning, that you never make a bracha for the fact that you're sleeping and you have a ruach ra. The bracha which you make is because, according to the Rosh, a preparatory bracha for the purpose of davening, and according to the Rashba, because at the beginning of a day, a person is committing himself to avodas Hashem. And that's what the din which is mechayev a bracha. The bracha, the act of washing which a person does to remove the ruach ra, never requires a bracha. And this is based on a Tosis in Chulin. The Tosis in Chulin raises the question that the Chazal said you need to wash your hands at the end of a meal. My machronim, one explanation is because there was this salt which contained sulfur, etc., and was dangerous, and you had to remove that off of your hands. They used to eat with their hands; it was on the hands. So they would have to wash at the end of the meal in order to remove that. So Tosfos says, why do you make a bracha on that? Tosfos says, anything which we do. Tosfos answers, anything which we do just to remove danger, there's no halacha bracha on that. So that which we do for mitzvahs, there's a loch of bracha. But that which you do to remove a danger, there's no loch of a bracha. So the place can explain that the Beis Yosef already says that that which you're washing your hands to remove the ruach ra is because the ruach ra has the element of danger to it. So that's not, that there's no bracha on that any time, whether it's day or night. That which you make a bracha in the morning is because it's in conjunction with the tefillah. The Rosh says that a person, the Rosh, according to the Rosh, or the Rambam, that you have to wash before all three tefillahs, and according to the Rosh, and the Guru actually did this, you would make a bracha before Mincha, before Ma'arav also, washing for davening. That's why you make a bracha. Or according to the Rashba, you make a bracha in the morning because you get up in the morning and a person dedicates himself to what is Hashem, like a kohen who goes into the Beis HaMikdash. He has to be noitzel his hands and feet from the kiyur, so we wash our hands as an act of dedication to what is Hashem, and that we make a bracha on that. But you never make a bracha because of sleep. So if a person sleeps by day, and we're saying that there's a concern of ruach ra even when you sleep by day. So the question is, do you make a bracha? The answer is obviously not, because you never make a bracha because of ruach ra issues. So I just want to clarify that point again. That's the first point. Second point, I just want to, the situation over here in the yeshiva yesterday, the water was discolored, and a few people asked me around regards to washing for the Matzil Sedayim for a meal. One of the psulim which makes water possible for washing for a meal is that the fact that water is discolored. We're not discussing washing for davening. That's fine. There's the chachila, a person should be mach. There's a mile of being careful. The Dorma Paisim Benatila, and even there, the Mishnah Berurah says not the water which in the Shana Mara is not an issue. But for the purpose of washing one's hand for bread, so somebody asked me, two people asked me at lunchtime, are they allowed to use that water? It was discolored. So I told them it's fine. So I just want to explain that halacha. Tefer Shemishna in Masechet Yadayim that water which is discolored is possible. It's paskin in Siman Kuf Samach Sif Aleph, but water which is Nishtar Amara is possible for Natila. Mishnah Berurah says two exceptions to that. Water which is Nishtar Machmas Atzmon, the Shulchan Aruch holds that it is, we pass on that's not a problem, which means the water sits for a period of time and it starts developing a color, it gets the algae in it, etc., does not get the psul because of the fact that it became discolored, and that is still kosher for Natila. And the second thing, if offer and tit get mixed into the water, and even though it discolors it, does not pass that water for the purpose of Natila. So when is it an issue? Some type of a dye or something of that, ink, dye, etc., falls into the water and changes the color of the water. So Mishnah Berurah says, why in a case where it's offer and tit, it gets mixed into it, is it kosher for Natila? It's changing the color of the water. So he says two arguments. He says this is the normal way water comes. Their water was found in rivers, etc., in wells. There was dirt mixed into it. That's normal. And second of all, if you let it sit for a period of time, it falls out of the suspension and the water becomes clear again. Whereas these type of dyes, etc., stay in the suspension and they keep the color. So he says both arguments. What we saw yesterday was where the water comes naturally before you filter it properly. Not that something was added into it. It's the opposite. The filtering wasn't working well, and therefore the water is discolored. That is the way it comes. The water comes, goes through pipes, etc. This is the same way going through the river. These different things mix into it. This is what mixes into it. That's considered normal way water comes. A, B, if you let it sit for a while, it does. The color does clear up to some extent. So both of those arguments are true in the situation. Therefore, there's no problem with using that water for washing for bread. Have a good morning.